Our working day is 9 to 5.
It's all in a day's work.
Big work day.
Big work day at work.
You people work 8-hour days, we work 12.
You're gonna work all day?
Poor guy. All work and no play.
Start working! Work!
Oh, I heard enough of this conversation.
All right, let's get this off to a good start.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson. Starts now.
It's Friday!
Friday!
Yeah! Oh, we did it. It was only a 4-day work week, but man, it felt like 17. It was a long one, wasn't it?
It was.
I know.
I don't know why. I don't know what happened.
I'm not really sure, but the important thing is the finish line is here. Congratulations. It is Friday.
Woohoo!
We're all here. High today of 33 in the 50s by next week. Which,
wow.
Thank goodness, because I'm on strike when it comes to winter.
Oh, and yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, so it's been snowing. And, like, I had enough snow where usually I would shovel, like, this morning. And I was like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's just going to sit there.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, it's going to melt.
Well, if it works for the entire city of Salt Lake,
right.
Then it'll work for your one little driveway.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because I got out of Bountiful and into Salt Lake. And I looked around, I'm like, we're not even going to try to throw salt down anymore.
Nah.
Did everyone give up?
Yeah.
Yes.
I got off on 600, and it was slippery.
Yeah, it's just, it's an ice rink all over. No one plowed.
Nope.
No one threw salt down.
Nah.
And I will give it to Salt Lake. They are usually pretty good about it, but they really dropped the ball today.
We're over it. We're all done.
Yeah. Everyone is tired of it.
Yes.
I keep getting nosebleeds, man. The air is too dry and horrible.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yeah. It has to be. And I think I'm getting sick, but that's neither here nor there.
I know you came in this morning and you talked, and I was like, no. My whole family's sick.
Uh-huh.
No.
And I don't need you as well. Yeah, like.
I want out of this room.
Right? That's how I feel right now.
Yeah, I'm going to come over and just give you a smooch.
No.
Big time traffic alert. Southbound I-15 is shut down from I-80, about 400 south to 2100 south. So you got to use I-215 as another way around. Yesterday on our show. Right at this time, we were talking about leap years, and I got an email from Randy, and Randy says, hey, I was listening to the podcast from today in regard to your leap year conversation, and I was trying to say, like, was there a fun way to remember that it's a leap year? Like, I wanted a rhyme.
Yeah, and I just said, every year there's a presidential election, it's a leap year.
Yeah, and I was like, no, like, when there is a tier, then you know it's a leap year, or something like
that. But what, though?
Here's what Randy had to say. If the last two digits are evenly divided by 4, it's a leap year.
That's way more complicated.
So 19 isn't evenly divided by 4, so we know it's not a leap year, but 20 is, so we know that next year is a leap year. See how easy that was, Jackson?
Next year is also.
There are plenty of things that are divisible by 4.
Yeah, that's like leap years.
You know what else is happening next year?
What?
Presidential election.
That's just a coincidence.
Yeah.
That's not how it doesn't always. It doesn't happen every 4 years. You can't trust that.
I just told you I'm getting sick. You know I'm in no mood for this. And yet you come at me with that overly complicated gobbledygook.
Hey, Randy spent the time to send us an email.
Which I appreciate always. But I don't like when people...
make it more difficult.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was so simple. It was, hey, if there's an election, then it's a leap year.
It's too convenient. That means I have to watch the news.
Wow.
All right, Monroe. Let's kick off a Friday and bring Jackson's day a little more bright. With a pocket full of sunshine.
You just gotta love it when the bad guy gets busted. Ooh. In the most glorious way, right?
Take that, Tristan Thompson.
These guys, this running club, okay, 3 members of a running club, they meet up for lunch 3 times a week, and they go running together, right?
That's cool.
When one day they saw this guy carrying a laptop and a phone run past them, and they were kind of like looking at him thinking, he's not bad. He can run like a 7-minute mile, you know? They're kind of sizing him up. When all of a sudden another guy comes up huffing and puffing and says, that guy just took my cell phone and my laptop.
Oh, it's like one of those grab and run situations. Yeah.
So then the runners were like, oh.
We'll get him.
We got this. Sit here, sir. And yeah, they ended up running the guy down.
Did they tackle him?
Well, what happened was he got really tired, but he ended up tearing one of his calf muscles.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Because the chase was like, you know.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
That's so horrifying. That's
yeah. Teach him a lesson, though.
Yeah. The runners say it was probably the biggest adventure they've had so far.
In the running group, I bet. Yesterday, also on the show, we were talking about, I was looking for a new show to binge, and Parks and Rec was what we were talking about.
Yeah, I love Parks and Rec.
Taggart says, just start at season 3 with Parks and Rec, because the first 2 seasons are really bad.
Yeah, they're not great, that's for sure. I think it turned a lot of people off of Parks and Rec. But once you watch all of it, then the first 2 seasons are not bad.
So it's okay?
Yeah,
okay.
It's okay.
Also, we talked a lot about Taco Bell yesterday.
Yeah.
And Thomas actually went and got a Mexican pizza and sent us a photo. Let me tell you, that thing looks good. It looks fantastic. Jackson for Friday. Let's do the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. All right, we got a couple new movies out today. The first one, the one that I'm most excited about, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World.
Okay, the second How to Train Your Dragon. The first one was good, but the second one?
Yeah.
Was great.
It got me.
Yeah.
Like, I was tearing up.
They had the giant dragons fight at the end.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah. It was so good.
And they really, like, the thing is about this movie is that they've been working on it forever.
Yeah.
And they really took their time with it, and I think it's going to be awesome. It's the third one. It's the third and final one in the installment. That has Jay Baruchel, who's coming back for the third time as Hiccup, America Ferrera as his girlfriend Astrid, Cate Blanchett and Gerard Butler as his parents.
Okay.
Yeah, who Gerard Butler, I don't know about Cate Blanchett, but I know Gerard Butler played
the dad in the other ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Cate was in the other one.
The second one. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the class includes Craig Ferguson, Jonah Hill, Kristen Wiig, and Kit Harington.
Jon Snow.
Do the kids ever watch the Netflix How to Train Your Dragon? There's a whole series as well.
No, they don't.
They're all charming. There's something about dragons, living with dragons, like puppies.
It is a really great series.
Yeah.
And the third movie looks just as good. I don't see TJ Miller's name on here.
What?
I know.
That's so strange.
You know that guy that got upset at that woman on the train and then called it a bomb threat?
He did not have a good year.
He didn't make it to the third installment.
Our buddy Lynn actually already saw it.
Oh, how is it, Lynn?
Said it was really good.
Yeah, good.
So, yeah.
Good. I'm excited about that one. Another one coming out is called Fighting With My Family. John, this might be more your speed.
Go on.
Florence Pugh stars in a comedy about how WWE diva Paige grew up in a family of British wrestlers, then got signed by the WWE, and ultimately became a WWE Divas Champion.
Yeah, the trailers for this look fantastic.
I haven't seen them.
The Rock plays himself in it. He's like the inspiration.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Vince Vaughn is in it as well. I haven't seen Vince Vaughn in anything in a long time.
No.
So I think that'll be really good. The movie also includes cameos from Sheamus, John Cena, and The Big Show.
It's all you need.
Yeah.
Give me some more Cena.
All the Cena, all the time. Have you seen it? How good?
There it is.
Stop it. Steve Irwin, today would have been his 57th birthday. If you don't remember, the Crocodile Hunter died in 2006. Yeah. It's been 13 years. And the day I found out, I cried and cried and cried my little face off.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my dad came downstairs and told me, and I stayed in my room all day.
Really?
I really loved the Crocodile Hunter. But Google is honoring him with a series of really awesome animations. So you know how on their homepage, it's the Google logo on a white background. But for certain events, they change their logo to do really cool little animations.
Right.
You have to go to Google and check out the Steve Irwin ones.
Really?
Because they're just so sweet. They're really charming. There's ones with his family of him holding animals. It's a great little slideshow. So if you want just like a little bit of brightness in your day, I recommend you go check it out. After Kylie Jenner. Okay, so real quick recap of the whole Kylie Jenner, Kendall Jenner, Tristan Thompson nonsense. Kylie's best friend, Jordan, allegedly still, fooled around with Tristan Thompson, and that is leading to potentially a breakup with Kendall Jenner.
And you have to understand that Jordan isn't just like a friend. Like, Jordan's living at the house.
Right.
Jordan has her own line.
No, it is her best friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her best friend basically fooled around with her sister's husband.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. And Jordan is the type that like she's so close with the family that she has her own lip line within Kylie's lip line of cosmetics. Well, Kylie slashed the price of Jordan's lip kit in her cosmetic line in half.
Ooh.
From $27 to $13.50. It sold out immediately.
Ooh, she's guilty.
Yeah.
She sold
she
it for like
it.
Cost.
Yeah,
she did
Kylie
it.
Was just like, nope, yep. You're done.
She also evicted her from the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But it's not, is it all her fault, though? I mean, this is Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, but what's
he
the friend?
He cheated on her 1 week before she gave birth to his daughter.
You can make out with anyone you want. Just not that
friend.
Guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, oh, no. I think both people are equally at fault here. It's not like he lied about who he was. It's not like he picked up a random girl in a bar and was just like, hey, baby, yeah, I'm totally single. She knew who he was.
She knew.
She knew what she was doing.
True.
Oh my gosh, Jackson, these Crocodile Hunter drawings that Google did.
I know.
Did you scroll through all of them?
Yeah, they're super cute. His little family at the end with the billboard.
Oh
I know.
Oh my gosh.
You got to go check it out.
Those
that is the
cute.
Showbiz Beat.
All right, thank you, Jackson. It's Mix 105.1. I didn't know that it was a surprise party.
John!
I didn't know.
You were born with your feet in your mouth.
I feel so bad. Good morning, 6:37. It is Friday. John, Monroe, and Jackson. High today of 33, but we'll be in the 50s next week. We have a coworker whose last day is today. I'll just say, Richie T over at X96. Everyone knows that show. Yeah, he's moving on. He's got a brand new job. We're excited for him. And there was a company email that was sent out yesterday, like saying, hey, at 10 o'clock, we're going to throw him like a little farewell party.
We're going to have cake. It'll be cute.
In the cantina. We'd love for you to swing by and share a memory, have a slice of cake, and move on with your day. I was like, oh, that's nice. So Richie's kind of doing the rounds this morning, walking into each studio and saying goodbye. And he came in here during the music. And I'm like, oh, it's, you know, we'll talk to you a little more during your party today.
Yep, of course you did.
John,
and he was like, ha, ha, ha. And then we know we like, no, seriously, we will. And he was like, wait, what party?
What party?
You ruined his moment.
In no way. Did the email say it was a surprise? Did it?
No.
This company was just trying to do something nice for the guy.
But no one said, hey, mum's the word here.
Right?
Yeah, no one said that.
I don't remember. No, I didn't really read the email. I just scrolled through it fast. So now I'm like, did it say somewhere on there?
It's like, okay, that's like asking somebody if they're pregnant.
No,
it's
not.
You just don't do it.
No,
you
no,
don't.
No.
You,
I was being
until
nice.
They bring it up because you never know if it's a surprise party. You never know if it's a surprise thing or
yes,
not.
Yes, you do know if it's a surprise party. If the invitation says, hey, shut your mouth, it's a surprise.
I feel
that's
like
how you know it's a surprise party.
The subject should have said, shh.
Uh-huh.
That's, if the subject says, shh, then I know
right.
I'm not supposed to open my big mouth. Which, by the way, another thing with the company, I can't keep a secret for the life of me.
Oh, yeah, that's their bad.
Don't ever tell me something.
You hired us because of how gossipy we are.
I have no filter.
Yeah.
Many a time, the two of the Jackson and Monroe have told me something, and then we go on air, and I just blurt it out.
Yeah, I was like, that was an off-air conversation.
Listen, you're just making
Dr.
excuses.
Terrible Friend.
I know. I'm sorry.
You just own it, John.
No, I will you're not own
it.
This one.
You ruined
I will
the surprise.
Not own this one.
Own it.
You guys want to do how does the story end?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. 28-year-old Nicholas broke into a house in New Jersey last Thursday, and he thought no one was home.
Uh-huh.
But the couple who lived there woke up, and they called the cops, to which I say, what happens next? How does this story end? Just a normal burglar story?
His name is Nicholas?
His name is Nicholas, yeah.
Okay. Well, the police show up to the house, and they were like, hey, what are you doing here, man? Well, it turns out that it was actually Santa Claus. It was St. Nicholas.
The Santa Claus?
It was St. Nicholas
goodness.
Himself. And he's getting up there in age. He's probably like 600 years old now.
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
know, he's
absolutely.
A real old guy.
Right.
And so he thought it was Christmas because it's just been such a long, hard winter.
Oh.
And he broke into that house to deliver some presents.
Poor Santa Claus. He was confused.
He just got turned around.
You know who I blame? Polar vortex.
I agree. Thank you.
Yes.
He's like, it's tropical in the North Pole right now.
Right, exactly.
I have to get to work.
Monroe, how does the story end? It's just a normal burglar. Guy breaks in.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It was him and his buddies. One night, you know, they were together. They were drinking. Mm. They did a bet. The guy lost the bet. So he had to recreate the iconic Burt Reynolds photo with the bearskin rug. And this couple in this house, they had the bearskin rug.
So
he just had to sneak in. He had to try to do it really, really fast.
I respect that.
Yeah, but he got busted. Poor kid.
Well, no, he actually had to climb through an upstairs window and jump off the roof to get away. And what we've been hearing this more and more. He then decided to order a Lyft as his getaway car.
Of course.
Which, by the way, how does this become a thing to the burglars? Because the last few times we've done these stories, they order the Lyft, and it's like, now people know exactly where you are and where you're going.
Yeah.
Well, instead of checking to see what kind of car his Lyft driver was in, he just jumped in the first car that kind of pulled up next to him.
Oh, no. It was a cop car?
Yeah, it was an unmarked police car.
Yeah.
Exactly. That is how the story ends.
Oh, what an idiot.
Coming up, it is Morning Show Family Feud. We have got for you tickets to the Lego Movie number 2. 1 hour from now, Fiancé Friday. It's funny, Monroe, I don't think you saw it, but Jackson did post it up on our Instagram Insta story where someone actually saw a couple's massage.
There was a Groupon ad that popped up on their Facebook feed. So they screenshotted it and sent it over to us. And they were like, I'm not falling for that.
Nor should you.
All right, so what we do, if you've never heard Fiancé Friday, we try to catch the cheaters in the act. Jackson calls up as if he owns a massage parlor here in town, and he offers a sensual couples massage, including like a little serenity room at the end. And we just see who this person wants to take with them. And sometimes they say the fiancé. Other times they say somebody completely different. Today will be Matt. Matt's fiancé is in medical sales, but he feels like she's spending way too much time with the client. So 1 hour from now. Right now, though, let's play the feud. Yeah! All right, Morning Show Family Feud. Thought since the Academy Awards, the Oscars are going on Sunday. We do movie related.
Okay.
All right.
I want you to know I had one list, and that list was the worst movies of all time. But here's the problem.
They're
so bad, no one knows them. And so I had to scrap that list, and I got this for you.
All right.
The top 10 Tom Hanks films.
Are you serious? I got this.
Of all time.
Oh.
Guess one right, and we will put you in the drawing for tickets to see the Lego Movie number 2. You can call us. You can text us. Monroe's so confident. We'll start with Jackson. Jackson, what's your
name? Come on.
Burn. I'm going to go with Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. You think that's one of the greatest Tom Hanks movies of all time?
I think it's one of the greatest movies of all time.
You're saying not even Tom Hanks, just movie in general.
Yeah.
It is.
You'd be correct, yeah. Number 2 on this list. Number 2.
Okay, good. I thought we were really going to have a fight. I thought this is the day I kill John Watkins. I didn't think it would be over this, but it's going to happen.
We'll talk in the podcast about how there was something about Forrest Gump that Jackson had no clue about until he was much older on in life.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm so dumb.
All right, Monroe, you were really confident, so what do you want to...
Because I haven't seen it. I know it's on the list. Castaway.
Show me Castaway. Number 1.
Wow.
Oh, man. He, you know, he gained weight for that movie. Filmed half. Then they stopped filming so he could lose a bunch of weight to make it look like he's been on the island. And then they finished filming it.
Huh. Why not film all the skinny stuff first while he's skinny?
Maybe he was closer to being fat than skinny at the time. So it's easier just to lean in on the chubbiness.
Yeah, so they're like, all right, here's 18 sticks of butter a day. Okay.
Don't you ever, when you hear those stories about like the celebs who have to gain weight, doesn't that sound amazing?
Yeah.
Charlize Theron was talking about how she had her alarm set for like in the middle of the night and she'd eat like a bowl of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Because you have to gain so much weight so fast. So,
and keep it on.
Yeah.
So like Nikki Blonsky, who played Tracy Turnblad in Hairspray.
Right.
They were dancing all day long, doing choreography all day long. She was losing the weight faster than she could keep
it
on. And the whole point of the show is that she's a fat girl.
Yeah.
So they just kept shoving food in her face. When she wasn't dancing, she was eating.
That's so fun.
Which is like my dream life.
Yeah,
I just want to dance and eat.
Top Tom Hanks films. This says Sleepless in Seattle. No.
Ooh.
Although I do like that one. I like rom-com Tom Hanks.
Dude, yeah, he's funny.
I love the rom-com.
Yeah. Jackson, back to you.
I'm going to go with The Polar Express.
Polar Express.
No.
Hot cocoa. Hot chocolate. I don't know, something like that.
Okay.
No, Polar Express isn't on here.
I've never seen it.
They're dead in the eyes anyways.
Yeah, it creeps me out, man.
It is a creepy one.
I don't
one.
Like the animation.
Yeah, it is creepy.
Monroe, back to you.
Big.
Big.
Oh,
show
yeah.
Me. Big. Number three.
Dude.
Do you like Big?
I love Big. Are you kidding? I don't eat the little baby corns the same.
Because of the movie Big?
Yeah, you always eat them that way now.
I haven't seen it in a while. I just wonder if it holds up or not.
Oh, that's a good one to show the kids. I bet they'd like that one.
Heather says, You've Got Mail.
Oh, yeah. That's a rom-com.
It's another rom-com. I know. And it would be on my list if this was my list. But it's not. It's someone else's. Top 10 Tom Hanks films. Guess one right. And you are in the drawing for movie passes to see Lego Movie number 2. Call us, text us, join the show. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lindy.
Hey, Lindy. How are you?
Pretty good.
Any fun plans for the weekend?
No.
Okay.
Well, listen, yeah. No plans are fun plans to me.
Yeah, Monroe is bragging how she has nothing to do, so she gets to nap later on.
Well, there you go. That sounds good.
We want to give you some movie passes to Lego Movie number 2, though. So go ahead. Top Tom Hanks films, the top 10 here. What do you got?
How about Toy Story?
Show me Toy Story.
Yeah.
Number 8 on this list. And I got to tell
number
you, I feel
eight.
Like
wow.
I feel like it should be higher, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
there's so many more of them.
and they're not stopping. Lindy, congratulations. You are in the drawing for
movie
passes to Lego Movie 2.
Okay, thanks.
So far we have Castaway, Forrest Gump, Big, and Toy Story. So we have six more to go. A lot of text coming in for Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, that was my next guess.
Yeah, number 6 on this list. I think it would be one of my top 3.
Really?
Saving Private Ryan?
Such a good war movie. I don't know if it's my favorite Tom Hanks, but like it's just a really good...
I don't know that I've ever seen it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think
what?
So.
Oh, I need to sit down and go watch that one.
Yeah.
Jackson, back to you, I believe.
How about The Green Mile?
The Green Mile. Yeah, number 4.
Yeah, I love The Green
Dang.
Mile. Stephen King, some of his best work.
Love the book, didn't love the movie.
Yeah, that's fair.
The movie,
sad.
It was so sad. I couldn't handle it.
Apollo 13, not on this list.
Wow. Huh.
What about, let's go old school. Splash.
I love Splash.
Splash.
So good.
No.
Really?
I know. You know, and it holds up. I don't know the last time you saw it, but it's still a fun movie to watch.
Is it?
Yeah.
I still remember her putting the salt in the bathtub.
Yeah. Actually, we were talking, does Big hold up? And Stacy says, I watched Big again a few weeks ago. It's still so funny. So.
Okay. Good to know.
Turner and Hooch.
I love that movie.
No.
We had a giant dog named Hooch that ate half of our house.
Didn't he eat like a wall?
Yeah, he ate the siding off of our trailer.
Yeah.
Like, ate. And not like an RV. I mean, like the trailer that we lived in.
Right.
He ate the siding off. We sent him to live on a farm, and he, which sounds like we killed him. I promise. We just sent him to live on a farm.
Where do you put a dog like that?
And he ate a tractor tire. he was of the devil.
Sully. No.
Whoa.
Oh yeah. What's the? This is gonna sound so bad.
Go ahead.
What's the one where he has AIDS?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. That's what I was trying to.
No.
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 Ah.
I think he won an Academy Award for that movie, too.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
What about Catch Me If You Can?
Catch Me If You Can. Yeah, number 10 on this list.
That's
Leo.
A good one. Yeah.
Yeah. He escapes like in the bathroom. Remember that on the airplane?
Yeah.
That was an incredible story. Let's see. Braden says that Splash is one of Tom Hanks' best movies. There you go. Forrest Gump is on the list that was already guessed. Let's see. I'm just scrolling through. A lot of Castaway guests. Oh, Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh.
No, not on this list.
I didn't watch that one
we
either.
We have 1, 2, 3 more to go. Joe versus the Volcano.
I No. Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. Yeah. My favorite Tom Hanks movie of all time.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
The Burbs. What? No.
My favorite Tom Hanks movie of all time? That Thing You Do.
Oh.
Not on this list either.
What?
Yeah. Again, this is the top 10 Tom Hanks films. You want to go one more time
Have
around?
Have we gotten number one yet?
Castaway was number one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. How about The Post? I know that was a big one at the Oscars last year.
Oh, yeah. I never saw it.
I didn't either.
It looked boring.
It looked very boring.
I didn't.
It's like, oh, you want to see people write for newspapers in the 60s? No.
Aren't you interested in the inner workings of a newspaper?
No. I'm not. I'm barely interested in my job.
Right. No, The Post's not Marlena said Groundhog Day. I don't think he's in Groundhog Day.
No, that's Bill Murray, right?
And then Lindsay said Zombieland. That also is Bill Murray. It's not Tom Hanks.
That's Bill Murray and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. Bridge of Spies. No.
Oh, I forgot about that movie.
Monroe, you got another one?
What about, let me see. Oh, The Terminal.
Show me The Terminal. Yeah.
Really?
Number five.
That made it on there and Splash didn't.
I know. Also, A League of Their Own did not make it on this list, which is just an outrage.
The Terminal's the one where he has to live in the airport, right?
Yeah.
That
was silly.
He got a lot of critical acclaim for that one, though.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
He had like an accent.
Yeah.
It's like the first time Tom Hanks had an accent. Mm-hmm. Number 10 was Catch Me If You Can. Number 9, Inferno. So not Da Vinci Code, but the other one. Number 8 was Toy Story. Number 7, Captain Phillips. Which I thought was a really good movie.
Dang it. I can't believe that. I quote that one every day.
I know.
Look at me. I am the captain now.
Yes. The end scene when she's like, you just need to relax. You just need to relax. Like, he's in shock.
Uh-huh.
I felt it.
Number 6 was Saving Private Ryan. Number 5, The Terminal. Number 4, Green Mile. Number 2, Big. Or number 3, Big. Number 2, Forrest Gump. And number 1 of the top 10 Tom Hanks films. Castaway. There
what
you
a
go.
Treasure he is.
So good. We love you, Tom Hanks. Monroe, how was parent-teacher conference? Did it go okay?
Oh my gosh, there's nothing more terrifying than parent-teacher conference, right?
Yeah.
Like you're sitting out in the hallway and you're just thinking, okay, are they going to say something bad? You know, like, because I know my kid kind of acts out at home sometimes.
Right.
What's going to happen?
And sometimes the kid at home is very different than the kid at school.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That happened to be the case.
In a good way?
In a good way.
Congratulations.
She was just like, your son, he's so polite. He's well behaved. She's like, I wish I could have 5 of him
in my class
every single year. He's perfect. She's like, I just wanted to thank you for doing such a good job, which now that's happened twice.
Monroe does have really good kids.
She does, yeah.
Really well behaved kids.
Last parent-teacher conference, I got in trouble for bouncing a basketball in the hallway. It was weird. They were behind and I was bored.
Yeah. They looked out and they're like, oh, you must be Ella's dad.
No. That's totally how my husband acts
in the
hallway.
Same
like,
way?
Would you just sit down?
I can't.
Our kid's future.
Right, exactly.
Although he had like 16 tardies for the year.
Oh.
My husband picked up the paper. Ella, this is your fault.
But he's the one who takes them to school.
Yeah, no, but he blamed it. He totally blamed it on my daughter because she doesn't get out of bed.
Well, congratulations. That's a good parent-teacher conference then.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people are sitting on I-15 right now, which is shut down because of a tanker fire. So I'm going to try to turn your day around with a pocket full of sunshine.
I love this story so much. I'm so excited about it. Will Smith just announced an upcoming series of children's books called The Fresh Princess. And yes, it's inspired by The Fresh Prince.
Same story idea, like, is it about someone from West Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground where they spent most of their days?
I hope so. Okay. I hope that's book number one.
Are you singing it right now, Jack?
Outside of the school.
When a couple of guys, they were up to no good.
Trying to make a trouble in the neighborhood.
Okay.
So the book's actually
stop singing on the radio.
All right, the book's about Destiny. She's cool. She's energetic, strong-willed girl who approaches every day with her own signature style. That is, until she moves to a brand new neighborhood where nothing looks quite the same as it did in her old house.
When does it come out? Do we know?
Let's see. It doesn't say.
Okay.
But it does. Oh, April 2nd. I'm sorry.
Oh,
and
very
you can
cool.
pre-order it right now for $18.99.
Get one for my daughter. I like that.
$18.99? How big is this book?
3 pages.
Yeah.
That's all. It's a
kids'
book.
Kids' books are crazy like that.
Yeah,
illustration, Jackson. You don't know, man.
Art.
All right, Jackson, let's do the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. I have to forget what I was going to do in the showbiz beat because I need to talk about this.
What happened?
I just saw it. Kylie Jenner is in Paper Magazine, and one of the youngest self-made billionaires
right.
is what they call her. She says, "I'm self-made. None of my money is inherited."
Oh, please. And mommy didn't help you start your business.
Well, here's her argument. She says, quote, "I really spent every last dime that I had starting Kylie Cosmetics, which is now worth $900 million, after her parents, quote, cut her off at the age 15. Girl, were never going to let you starve. You were never worried about losing your house. The reason you had money in the first place is because you had rich parents that gave it to you. You're not self-made if people give you the money.
Right. And you spent every last dime you had starting this business. And it's not like had that gone all wrong and all your money ran out, your parents wouldn't have come in and saved you.
She's just trying to justify... She doesn't need to. You're very successful.
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Is why does she have to go out of her way to be like, I'm self-made. I'm sure you worked hard. There's no question about that. But you're not self-made. Your parents gave you your money. Your sister gave you her fame. That you didn't make anything. You didn't create anything. You have makeup that you worked really hard on promoting.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
Be proud of the empire. You're more than welcome to be proud of the empire you created.
No problem.
That's fine.
But she needs to give credit where credit's due and be like, none of this would be possible if I wasn't raised with this privilege.
Without my sister.
Yeah. Being in some videos.
Right.
If you know what I mean. That's what I'm saying though. It's just like stop deluding yourself into believing that you picked yourself up by your bootstraps. Stop thinking that you're the American dream.
Because you're not.
Yeah. You're just another rich kid.
Yeah.
Who made more money.
I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians at that point. Let me tell you, they were living fine.
Yeah, they were living just fine. Yeah. Yep. Mary J. Blige. Let's get to someone who is really powerful with her money. Mary J. Blige is through taking care of men and says that her next man better make more money than she does.
Oh.
Here's if you forget, she had a husband for 12 years. They just got divorced last year, and the judge is making her pay him the equivalent of $30,000 a month in alimony.
Whoa.
So this is just straight up a slam.
Yeah, but the same thing happens all the time the other way.
No, I know.
So, I mean, I call it how it is. Like,
right.
That's just sometimes whoever makes the more money ends up having to pay out more during a divorce.
Sure. I just feel like $30,000 a month is excessive. That's like a lot of people's salary.
Charlie Sheen's paying like $1 million a month.
Yeah, I know. I think that's excessive too.
Okay, I got you then.
I kind of understand it more with Mary J. Blige because like I don't think that she was that big when they got together.
Right.
Because we're talking this is like 14 years ago that they got together.
What is she worth these days?
That's a really great question. I don't know.
Because she's saying she needs to be with someone who makes more than her. What is the income that Mary J. Blige brings in?
Mary J. Blige is worth $45 million.
Are you kidding me?
No, man. That's a lot of money.
Not a lot these days, though. Kylie Jenner's a billionaire.
It's more than I would expect Mary J. Blige to just have.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
She's in like Umbrella Academy now. But she hasn't done much since her music career.
No.
That was like 15 years ago that she was putting stuff out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, completely.
Yeah. So the Oscars are Sunday. Who do you think's taking home Best Picture?
I would have to even know the movies to give you...
All right, we'll go through it on the next Showbiz Beat.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sounds good.
It's the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Jackson. Asking you right now to choose the news. You have 3 stories to pick from. Just for voting, you are in that drawing for tickets to see the Chainsmokers in November. Jackson, your story was...
I didn't even know they made shirts this big.
Monroe.
How to order from Starbucks so the barista doesn't judge you.
And I've got sexy Abe Lincoln. This text says, sexy and Abe Lincoln. I don't think those two words go together. Prove us wrong, John. 2 votes for you.
Well, that's where you're mistaken, because Abe Lincoln's probably our like third sexiest president.
I was at top 3, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
It's like, how would he talk sexy, though?
Oh. Hello.
I don't know what his voice sounds like.
Miss Honey Penny. 4 scores.
That's Sean Connery.
And 7 beds ago.
Hey.
Nope.
4 score and 7 beds ago. That's so funny.
Thank you.
This is not sexy.
This is Tom from Salt Lake City. My vote goes to Monroe for the sweep. Love you guys. Thanks, Tom. Up next, who's this?
Hi, this is Janessa.
Janessa, how are you?
Hey.
Great. How are you guys?
We're good. Are you stuck on I-15 going south over at 400 South by any chance?
I am not. I take the back road.
Oh, so lucky. Go ahead and choose the news.
So it's me and my son who's in the back, and we both want Monroe.
Yeah.
Let me ask, do you actually want Monroe because her story sounds good, or you just want to see her sweep the week?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. See?
Rude.
See?
Appreciate the honesty. All right, Janessa, we got you in the drawing.
Okay, thank you.
Rochelle says, ooh, I have to know how to help myself when I go to Starbucks. Monroe, how do I get them not to judge me?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Two votes for Sexy Abe Lincoln. This says Sexy Abe Lincoln. Really, John? You were doing so well. Okay. Ouch. Fine. I'll tally up the final few coming in pretty fast today. The winner with exactly 50% of the votes. I'm sorry, Monroe.
No.
Jackson.
What? I was not expecting that.
Oh, Monroe, I'm sorry.
I'm so honored. It means more knowing I took it from Monroe. Honestly, yeah. This is probably my favorite win.
Is this your Oscar acceptance speech?
Uh-huh, yeah. It's an honor just to be nominated. No, it's not. It's an honor to win and beat Monroe. All right. A man wanted to break a Guinness World Record. And now they do some crazy things, right? They do like the world's largest pancake.
Hand claps. Like there's that one.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of clapping.
That's well, yeah, exactly.
I've never seen so much clapping than when I saw the Guinness World Record clapper. And then John was right there. This guy wore the most amount of shirts at the same time, more than anyone else in the world.
Okay.
He wore 260 shirts.
How do you put on 260 shirts?
It's crazy. So he actually did it as a publicity stunt to raise money for a children's school, which is really
cool.
But in order to do that, they had to order special order shirts from sizes 10 extra large to 20 extra large.
Couldn't he have just taken the money that he used to buy these custom shirts and given them to the charity?
Well, that's not as cool.
That's not as funny.
Oh. You don't get it.
Okay.
Yeah. So he goes, I was starting to think around 100 shirts that it was pretty possible. But then around the 150 shirt mark, I started to think this is the dumbest thing I've ever signed up for. You have to assume that each shirt is about a pound, especially when you get up to the 10XL to 20XL size shirts.
Yeah, it's weighing you down.
Yeah, like...
Also, is it squeezing your body?
Oh, yeah.
I would think like you could almost not breathe.
Oh, yeah. He added almost 260 pounds to his body.
And how do you get them off? Do you cut through with like a box cutter?
Nope. Then you make the world record for taking off the most amount.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, which I thought would actually belong to Channing Tatum. I thought that he was the guy that's taken off the most shirts in his life, but I think this guy in Canada beat...
Thank you. Remember in Friends where Joey wore all of Chandler's shirts?
At the same time.
At the same
that's
time?
That's why I did this story.
Did you really?
Because I thought about the time that Joey wore all of Chandler's clothes and then started doing lunges.
Yes.
Do you know what drives me nuts about doing that, though? Is you know how you try to get the sleeve to match up with the other sleeve or bunches?
Oh.
It would drive me crazy. Yeah,
did it say how long it took?
Nope.
Okay. One
Here's
question
another
too many.
Example of too many questions, John.
Monroe's story and my sexy Abe Lincoln story.
Yeah.
Will be,
that's Sean Connery.
Up online at mix1051utah.com. We also tell them each and every day in our podcast. Monroe, how would you explain Fiancé Friday to someone?
Okay, so you've been dating somebody for a while. You guys are taking your relationship to the next level. But then, I don't know, maybe something starts happening. You're getting weird vibes from them, or maybe they're not coming home on time.
We're starting to think that they might be cheating.
Yeah.
A lot of times,
cheater, pumpkin eater.
And maybe you just need to double check. Check in on your relationship.
And what we do is we have Jackson. We actually have him call up that person who thinks cheating, offer a sensual couples massage, and we see whose name they say.
From a very reputable source.
Yes.
I'm not giving you the massage.
No. From an actual spa.
Yeah. Well, I keep a 5 feet buffer from everybody.
Right. Today we're going to try to help out Matt with Fiancé Friday. What up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. More importantly, how are you? What's going on?
I'm kind of worried a little bit.
Okay.
So, I think my fiancé is been stepping out on me.
Oh, no.
All right. Throw it out there. That's it. That's the main part. That's why we're here. Give us a little more detail, I guess. What's your fiance's name?
Her name's Samantha.
Okay.
And she's a medical sales rep, so she works with a lot of doctors and health offices.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know with the job, there's a certain amount of flirting that happens, but she's been spending a lot of time with this one dude. He's a doctor, obviously, and it's not just sales calls. They've had, like, dinners and outings, and it's a lot.
Is that part of, like, the biz, though, of, like, maybe it's not a sales call during the day, but you're supposed to take people out? Like, we have...
Network and...
Yeah, we have reps here who take us out to dinner from time to time. Like, same idea?
Yeah, but it's been the same guy, like, a bunch of times. Like, it's this, you know, they've... at each other on Facebook. They, you know, like each other's stuff on Instagram, I've noticed, with the feed, when you see that. And I know she's saying it's just a client, but, I mean, do you do that with clients? I don't know. Like, I mean, like, I feel like there's, like, a brooch of, like, business and, like, more than business going on.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, like, I don't know. I don't know if to become close friends or anything, but it's just kind of weird to me.
Maybe she feels like she has to because it is a client, you know? So, like, okay, well, he likes all my stuff, so then I have to do... that for him. We have to be the buddy.
Like,
how hot is this doctor?
Oh, that's a,
like,
good question.
How, like, makes steamy level hot, or is he just sort of like a goofy old man? Because that's what I've noticed most doctors are like.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. He's good looking, you know, objectively, you could say that, you know. But also, he's got the same name as Tom Brady. His name's Brady. He's like one of those guys.
Dr. Brady.
A good-looking Brady.
Being all hot.
You actually know his first name? Well, I guess if Facebook and stuff.
Well, that's really annoying because, like, every other doctor she talks about, it's like this doctor, last name, surname, and then this guy's like, oh, yeah, I was with Brady, and Brady, and it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like it's like the Brady Bunch. I'm like, Marsha. You know,
she's first naming him.
That's the thing, right? That's where I jumped. I wasn't really buying into this at all. Like, that she's cheating. I just think she's a sales rep. But why is she...
But when you first name a doctor, that's like, that means you know them intimately.
Yeah. Have you brought this up at all to your fiance?
I've broached it about it. I've kind of, like, commented here and there, like, not fully, but she just thinks, like, I'm not trusting her, like, and saying, you know... I mean, we've been together for 5 years, and it's not that I don't trust her, but, I mean, this is too much, right?
Yeah, the first name thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Okay, you don't think so, Monroe?
No, I call people that we work with by their first name.
It's only because she calls everyone else Dr. So-and-so. But why is this one such a closer relationship?
Well, they might be closer. They might be better friends.
Though, I don't know. It'd be kind of hot if you had just like, if you were calling him Dr. So-and-so.
Yeah, right?
Oh, hi, Dr. So-and-so. How you doing?
Matt, you want us to call up Samantha and see if she's taken you or this Brady on the sensual couples massage?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, I'm hoping that... I'm hoping I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I'm wrong, and, like, there's egg on my face, but let's just try to know for sure.
Okay, we'll do it next.
Are you up? Mix 105.1 Morning.
We can talk.
With John, Monroe, and Jackson. Mix 105.1.
Fiance Friday, we're trying to help out Matt, who his fiance Samantha is in medical sales. She's a sales rep. And with that, sometimes there comes a level of friendship that goes beyond business. And he's afraid that one of those friendships has gone too far with this doctor. He looks like Tom Brady, and his name is Brady. So that's what I just remember about it.
And not his last name.
No.
He's not Dr. Brady. He's just Brady.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to have Jackson call up Matt's fiance, Samantha, and see if she's planning on taking who on this sensual couples massage. Will it be Brady? Will it be Matt? Matt, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, I need just permission from you to have Samantha on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks,
man. Jackson, I'm going to warn you. Mm-hmm. She's in sales.
So she could see through my lies.
That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes, let's be honest, you phone it in. So this time around...
Of course I phone it in. It's called a phone call, John.
Right, exactly. Need you really to take it up a notch. Because we...
Don't ask him to do an accent again.
No, yeah, I'm not gonna. I can cluck like a chicken.
No, but just try your hardest.
Okay.
Here we go then.
Hello.
Hi, is this Samantha?
Speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Samantha. This is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Hey, I won't take up a ton of your time because I'm sure you're really busy, but I just wanted to call and let you know that we're a new massage parlor in town, and we're just trying to get some people through our door, trying to build our client base. And I noticed that you're actually in sales. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you know more than anybody how important word-of-mouth advertising is.
Of course.
It's everything. So I'll just cut right to the chase here. I want to bring you in for a free massage. What we would offer you is our couples massage package, and hopefully you and a romantic partner would come in, really enjoy your experience, and then you'd be able to tell a few friends about it for us. I'm not going to do anything hokey, like make you tag something on Instagram. You know how I just roll my eyes when I see those sort of things, right?
I mean, every opportunity is a tool for success.
Fair enough. But I want you to actually come in and immerse yourself in this experience. Is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah, that sounds really nice, actually.
All right. So it's a couples massage package. You and a romantic partner would lay side by side. It's a really romantic environment. We have candles going. We do chocolate-covered strawberries. We have a team of expert massage therapists that can do pretty much any technique that you're interested in. Normally, this is a $500 package, but like I said, it's totally free. We just want you to tell a couple people.
That sounds great. That's
awesome.
Really nice.
Cool. Let's get your appointment booked. So I have your name is Samantha. I got that right, right?
Yes.
Okay. And to get the appointment booked, I just need the name of the romantic partner that you'd like to bring along with you.
Let's do with Carl Ross.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Carl Rogers.
For the sensual couples massage?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Carl.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hi, Samantha. This is John, Monroe, and Jackson. You're actually on the air right now on Mix 105.1.
Okay. What?
And you just got caught cheating.
Well, we don't know that.
Wait. Who's Carl?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure this out. Like, and why would you go in a sensual massage with him?
Samantha, your fiance, Matt's been listening in.
Oh my God, Matt.
Hey,
why?
Samantha. So who's Carl?
Carl's my work husband. You know that. So for massages or anything like that with me, I've tried to take you. You don't
know. Wait. So all I've heard is Brady, and now I'm just hearing Carl. I've never heard about Carl before. I'm kind of still, like, confused. Like, I'm not even, like...
I've never heard of Carl.
What?
Tell me about this, Carl, because we're asking if you want to have a sensual couples massage, you know, and you're throwing out some other guy's name, not your fiance's.
Yeah, because Matt doesn't like massages. I have tried several times to take him out for a massage, and he doesn't want to go.
You know what I've learned about Fiance Friday?
What's that?
The men are never smart enough when they get caught. But the women can always talk their way out. Yeah. True.
No, baby, it ain't like that.
That's how I feel.
All right, wait, I'm sorry. I just got a question, though. Like, but why couldn't you just say, like, oh, it's a couples thing? Oh, maybe my boyfriend. Well, no. Like, you didn't even consider me. I mean, I'm not trying to be that guy, but you just went straight to Carl and said, yeah, Carl's fine. Like,
I think this is something maybe the two of you should talk about off air. Obviously, there's a lot of new things. On the bright side, Matt, it wasn't Brady.
Brady's the least of your worries now, isn't it?
Yesterday, I'm going to chalk this up for 105 days of love, not because that, you know, I just didn't want to say anything to the person. But I was picking Liam up from, he has like a, after school, they have, you know, different programs they do. So he's like in this theater group on Thursdays.
Oh, cool.
Cute.
So it gets over at 4, and then the way it works is like the instructor walks all the kids out, and you have to walk up there and like sign them out, right? Mm-hmm. And all the parents get into a line, as one does, and this mom,
there's always one,
literally walked up side by the line, mm-hmm. and as I was next, she cut in front of me.
Because her kid's more important than yours.
And mm-hmm. signed 105 Days of Love, I didn't say anything. That's the only reason why.
No, otherwise, you're John Watkins.
Otherwise, I would have really let her have
it. You are not man enough to take on a mama bear.
I didn't say a word.
Yeah,
I sat there. I took it. But I was like, come on, someone behind me. Someone say something. Come on.
Please.
Someone want to yell at her?
Yeah.
Did you do the awkward thing where you like looking behind you? Like,
I stared her. Yeah, I stared her down as she walked away.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Like
so hard.
So it's not 105 days of love because you're still shooting daggers.
Oh, man.
Can I tell you what I did for 105 days of love yesterday?
Yeah, what did you do?
So I work at a grocery store on top of this. And there was a mom in there with a child who just obviously having a bad day.
Yeah.
He would not stop crying. So as they walked past me, I was like, hey, man, you want some cookies? And he was like, what? And like stopped crying immediately. I just cracked open some animal crackers, shoved his face full of them.
Dude.
And he was quiet the rest of the time. And that poor mom was just like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much.
That's cool.
That's all it took.
That is awesome.
A little bit of cookies.
Hey, cookies always work.
Quieted them right up.
Yeah. You guys, speaking of 105 days of love.
Did you do something?
My 5-year-old is selling chocolate right now for his school.
I don't have any money, Monroe.
$1.
I don't have
$1 gets you a variety.
No way.
I already gave you $1.
And I never saw the chocolate bar. I never saw the transaction go back.
I don't have a chocolate bar. Mm. All I'm saying is Amazon Prime is faster than Monroe.
105 Days of Love is happening right now. It's where we challenge you to do a random act of kindness every single day for 105 days. And it doesn't have to be anything big. You don't have to spend any cash. It's holding the door open for someone. It's not cutting in line at school. Mom, you know who I'm talking about.
They're everywhere.
Yes.
They are everywhere.
I'm so angry.
Stop and check yourself.
Or if you know of someone who can really use some help in life, or maybe you have a service project coming up, you can tell us about it online at mix1051utah.com.
Or maybe your little kindergartner is, you know, selling some chocolate and comes to your door and knocks on it like, oh, hey, Uncle John, really use your help with my fundraiser.
I'll bring some money next week.
All right.
Uncle John.
Maybe I'll have Jen Venmo you some. Does Venmo work?
Venmo works, yeah.
Okay, we'll work on that. Jackson, what do you say? Let's do the showbiz beat.
I say let's do it.
All right.
Do you remember at the Sundance Film Festival, a documentary series premiered called Leaving Neverland?
Yeah, there were a lot of protests led away about this thing.
Yeah, so Leaving Neverland was a... it was about Michael Jackson and talking about how he basically got away, allegedly, with molesting a bunch of kids.
Right.
Which I personally don't think he did.
Right.
I've read and listened to a lot of podcasts about the case, and it's actually pretty fascinating. They really didn't have any physical evidence that anything was going on.
You never do, though, in those cases.
I feel like you'd have something.
Now, this documentary claims to have physical evidence.
And that's why I want to see it.
Yeah.
Because it claims that it'll change my view and everything. HBO bought it, and they're going to be releasing it soon. Well, now Michael Jackson's estate is suing HBO for $100 million.
Whoa.
Jeez.
$100 million. They say that the network... Oh, hold on. Oh, yeah. They screwed up making the documentary. The damages to the estate could exceed $100 million. So they think it's a deal. They're like, oh, we're letting you off easy just charging you $100 million if you air this documentary.
They're saying that this documentary will make them lose more than $100 million?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't see how, because people who already feel that way about Michael Jackson... Yeah, I don't... Will this documentary really change anything?
Yeah, I think his death made us forget a lot of that.
Oh, because it was like...
Because it was so tragic.
Right.
Because I remember I was like anti-Michael, and then he passed away, and then I was kind of like, oh, yeah. I love this song, and I was buying the songs and everything.
Right.
So maybe it will.
See, and for me, like, I was anti-Michael when it happened because I was just like, oh, yeah, of course he did it. Obviously, he spends a lot of time around kids. And then I started reading a lot more about the case and how, like, they just none of the witness statements really matched up. Like, it just there was. And that was their only evidence. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why he ended because I thought initially he got off because he was just some rich guy.
That's what I thought.
No. The court case really came down to the fact that they just didn't have any proof that he did it.
I want to see this documentary.
I do too. TMZ asked HBO what they thought about the whole thing, and they said, despite the desperate lengths taken to undermine this film, our plans remain unchanged. HBO will move forward with the airing of Leaving Neverland, the two-part documentary, on March 3rd and March 4th.
Okay.
Wow.
So they're doing it. It's happening. A rare Michael Jordan basketball card. Do you guys ever get into basketball cards, sports cards?
I did baseball cards growing up. Yeah.
Really?
Not many basketball.
I had a moment. I got, like, it was right as Larry Bird retired, and okay. I got, like, the special Larry Bird card. I have John Stockton's rookie card.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have like, some probably 12 cards. Yeah.
How much do you think, like, an old Michael Jordan basketball card is worth?
Are we talking rookie or just an old...
It's a rare one.
It's a rare one?
It's a hard to find one.
20,000.
Okay, Monroe?
Oh, I would say like 1,200.
$350,000.
Oh. Why?
Is what it's sold
Why?
For.
Goodness.
Was it like one card?
The bidding jumped by $150,000 during the last 2 minutes of the sale. Just 10 of these cards were inserted into packs. So between, it was the 97 to 98 series. Like the height, that was like... the height of basketball here, too. That was like the Malone Stockton years. They were only 10 of those were inserted into packs, so it's the third highest basketball card sale ever.
Just something that's sitting in a binder somewhere in somebody's office.
I gotta go.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah, I gotta go look through my cards.
You might have something good, man.
Yeah, what if I did?
What if you have an OJ Simpson card?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Or something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You just didn't know was in there.
Like, ah, look at him.
Yeah, that is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. Monroe, I was looking for you yesterday at a time when you're usually here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Monroe and I usually, we kind of leave like around the same time because we have to pick up our kids each day. And so I'm wandering around and you were gone.
Dude, I did the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life yesterday.
Yes, I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, so I have to leave at 3 o'clock every day to pick up my kids from school.
Right.
I have to leave by 3 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So I'm working in my office, and I glance at the clock, and it's 2:55. I gotta go.
Oh, yeah, you're late.
Yeah, so I, like, packed everything up. I ran, you know, out, and then we're in downtown Salt Lake, so I have to walk to the parking lot. Like, mm-hmm. I was just in a hurry, like, oh, my gosh, I'm gonna be late. Get in my car. I pull up to my daughter's school, and the parking lot is just empty. I'm like, what's going on?
You're that late?
Like, yeah. Like, yeah. It's what happened? And then I look at the clock, and I realize that it's 1:30. Instead of, it was 12:55, not 2:55.
My, oh, Monroe.
Right? Like,
baby girl.
Dude, I'm so embarrassed. I'm sitting there in this parking lot like, what did I do? How does that even happen?
Oh, that's so funny.
And you know you ran out of here like in a windstorm. Like, just
didn't close
I have to go get my babies.
My children.
Right.
Knocking people over.
Yeah.
When you walked back in, did you come back?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good for you.
She just sat there in her car.
Yeah.
I did.
Just in shame.
Yeah, and just waited.
Because I was going to say, if you came back that quick and told everyone what happened, you'd get so roasted in this building.
Oh, yes. I know.
They would never let you hear the end
of it.
They
would destroy you.
Yeah. I thought about going and checking my daughter out just, you know, to say, I had to come get you.
Oh, you could have been fun, Mom.
Yeah,
No.
School's important.
I understand. I get it. Hey, I posted this up online at mix1051utah.com. KFC has come out with a new ad campaign. Have you guys seen the commercial yet? It's the Colonel Sanders is now RoboCop.
Oh, I love KFC. I love this new campaign that they have going.
I didn't mind when they were switching actors. This one, I'm going to play for you the audio of it.
Okay.
And then watch the video. It is the weirdest commercial ever.
Colonel Sanders. Your Kentucky Fried Chicken is delicious. What's the secret recipe?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha.
Wait. Did he kill him?
No.
Oh.
What is going on?
The Colonel's secret recipe. You can eat it, but you can't know it.
Right?
Okay, but... listen, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's so creepy. We're talking about it. That's exactly what they want.
They have RoboCop with a like a mustache, like a Colonel Sanders mustache
yes.
glued to it.
Oh no.
The costume's funny. Like, I like the costume, but the commercial to me is so weird. So go ahead, you can check it out. Again, I already blogged about it up online, mix1051utah.com. We had a Fiancé Friday today, and if you missed it, ended up in a little bit of a heartbreak. I would say a lot of heartbreak for Matt.
She's guilty, right?
She's so guilty.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She's guilty.
Yeah, man. I know.
Okay. Well, you said it in a way like, meh.
I don't know. Maybe she's just friendly with people. I just feel like in sales, you got to be friendly with people. You have to make them feel like they're, you know, in on the cool circle. You know, all those other doctors that I help out are losers, but you're really cool. And so, I don't know.
Not romantic massages, though.
Sensual. Sensual.
Listen, if it meant a bigger paycheck, I'd take John on a sensual massage. I don't care. I'd give John a sensual massage.
You can listen to the podcast. It's up right now. You can find it anywhere on any of the podcast directories. Just search for the Mix Morning Fix. But I saw this story, and man, it sounds so much like a Fiancé Friday. I had to share it with you. There's a guy named Peter. He's from England.
Uh-huh.
And back in 2003, he tried to text his wife a few times. But wound up accidentally texting a woman named Mary who also lived in England. Okay. And if you're wondering how that happened, he had just bought a new phone. And back in 2003, nowadays your contacts just transfer over.
Right.
But back then you actually had to input them by hand.
That was the worst.
Believe me, I know.
So when he was typing in his wife's number, he messed up one digit. And Mary let him know it was the wrong number. But I guess they kept texting. And eventually they both bonded over unhappy marriages.
Oh, snap.
Whoa.
Who just says that to a stranger?
How does it go from, sorry, wrong number, to I'm not happy in my marriage?
My husband's killing me slowly. I just,
exactly.
I can't be here anymore.
Sometimes you just need to talk to somebody, though.
So Peter and Mary both decided to leave their spouses for each other.
I just realized their names are Peter and Mary, but go on.
Oh, wow. Please tell me they had a son named Paul.
Oh, if only. In 2017, after 13 years together, they got married.
Wow.
Okay. There's a big age gap. Peter's 46. Mary is 60 now. But they say fate brought us together, and they're in love. The story's sweet.
I think it's cute.
Did they leave their
spouses for each other?
So they cheat texted mm-hmm. for 13 years.
No. They left each other probably back in 2003.
When it happened.
Okay. Yeah. And then they've been just dating for the last 13 years.
That's great. I love that story. What don't you like about it?
I just want to know how you get from sorry, wrong number to, okay, I'll leave my wife for you.
Here's how it happened.
Okay.
She realized that he was trying to text his wife.
Right.
And then she just kind of responded like, huh, I wish my husband was trying to text me. Something like that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, and then
he's like, oh, yeah, well, my wife doesn't text me, you know.
And the next thing you know, marriage.
Bam, 13 years later.
An artist that I would consider, I don't know, A-list anymore, maybe B at this point, released a new song. I want to play you a bit of it and see if you can name who this is, okay?
Okay.
You ready? Here you go.
I guess I just feel like.
John Mayer.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Oh, really?
That's exactly who it is. Listen to this music. I love it.
Nobody is honest.
Yeah.
Nobody is true. Everyone's lying.
Just like this kind of acoustic guitar feel.
That voice is nails on a chalkboard to me, John.
I can't believe you knew it so quick. Jackson, did you have any?
No, I had no idea.
It's my hatred.
But I also don't hate John Mayer, so.
You must hate him on a level.
John Mayer got me written up at work.
You asked an inappropriate question during
your
interview.
You asked him how big his shoes are.
That's right.
That is your fault.
That's on you.
That's your fault.
You can't, his shoes, he's legitimately like a size 13 shoe.
I guess I just feel
I guess I just. Apparently couples now are doing dating prenups.
Why? We're making it way too complicated now.
Haven't we, though? Are we just so bored in life that we like to make things complicated at this point?
Well, explain to me what it is, and then I will just tell you.
It is where each person lays out their demands for the relationship, what you want, what you don't want, if you break up, who gets to keep the stuff. And people, they're not going to, like, lawyers. It's not, like, that far. it's not like legally binding, but it's this like kind of like a paper you write out ahead of time before the relationship has started.
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, well, because I think that one of the biggest problems in relationships, and I've said it a million times on this show, is unmet expectations. But when you have something in writing saying, I expect flowers on Valentine's Day, or I expect, you know, X amount of time to be able to play my PlayStation without you complaining about it, and that's in writing and everyone understands what the boundaries are, you're in for a much happier relationship.
That is true. Because my husband, like right from the get-go, he told me, I'm not going to get married. I'm never going to get married. That's just the guy that I am. So
right.
If you're looking for a relation, like if I'll be in a relationship with you, but I won't get married.
Right.
So if you're looking for that, let's not date.
Yeah. And then,
I had to choose.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was important to know. And I had to choose. And I was like, well, you know, maybe I don't need a ring to be in a relationship.
But you married him.
Listen.
So
she wore him down.
She wore him. Yeah.
Yeah. I wore him down.
You went with the false pretense of being like.
I never put that pressure on him though. Ever.
She let him get to the.
Yeah. We dated for 5 years.
Right.
And I never said, you know, maybe we should start.
End goal was to marry him.
No. I genuinely loved my husband and I wanted to be with him.
Did you just come to terms with the fact that you're like, you know what? He doesn't want to get married and I'm cool with that.
Exactly.
See, but that's the thing. They both went in knowing that that's not something they were interested in.
Now this says, a relationship expert says that dating prenups are great. We expect our partners to read our minds.
Yeah.
It seems so unromantic, but you can rely on the prenup when you're angry, emotional, or projecting baggage to guide you through those times. So if there's a fight, you can go back, wait. Let's go back to the original contract and see what everyone has to say.
Yeah.
I have to guide my husband. As soon as I let him off the leash for Valentine's Day or Christmas presents, you know, like we end up making a mistake.
So you feel like maybe in your dating prenup, you would be like, hey, you need to spend this much and the gift has to be this, or this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I think that that's important in a relationship. I really do.
I understand communication, but I feel, are we writing out too much at this point? What happens? And people change in a relationship. You will not be the same person in 2 years you are right now.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not. But and there's always going to be room for compromise and stuff. But for example, I am independent. I like my alone time.
I need
my alone time. I need my time where I'm not on social media. I'm not talking to people. I just am hanging out with my animals by myself. And if I ever end up in a relationship, it's going to be very important that other person understands that.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to leave me alone sometimes.
Can't you just have that talk? Why do you have to write it out?
Because when he's not leaving me alone, I can be like, hey, homie, contract, go away.
I think that's what I don't like that part. When you pull out the contract.
See? But this is why we need a contract. Because people are like you are going to be like, no, baby, it's okay. You can have your alone time. And then you're going to be up in my grill, and I have nothing to lie on.
I will say that millennials have figured out how to work smarter, not harder. They've figured it out. And so in a relationship, that is hard to come to that agreement.
You just already have like the terms ahead of time.
Yeah, it's smart. It is smart.
I actually sat on this all day. I didn't know if Jackson was going to do it during the showbiz beat. Uh-huh. But Ranker.com put together a list of shows that deserve to be canceled because a lot of people are upset that Netflix canceled all of the Marvel shows. In Netflix's defense, they canceled them because Disney's creating an app where they're going to have all of these shows.
Disney's going to pull it soon anyway.
Yeah. So Ranker.com, these are shows that are still on that deserve to be canceled. Do you have any ideas of what might be on this list?
Oh, it's got to be like old.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, which I think it's time to
pull the plug.
No, Grey's Anatomy's not on here.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Keeping Up with the Kardashians is.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
15 seasons.
Yeah, it's been on forever.
I think about it, you know, I used to watch it a lot, but that probably was 7 or 8 years ago when I was really still.
That's style show, I feel like. Like all of the Real Housewives.
That's like the next 10 on here are the Real Housewives.
Oh, really?
Shows. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, they were so good. When they were good, though, they were really, really good.
Bachelor and Bachelorette also on here. Like it's time to move away from those. I think people still watch.
People still really like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Is the majority just reality TV shows? Are we moving past that stage?
You know what? Yeah. They are. For example, The Voice is on here. It's been 15 seasons. It's time for The Voice to move on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
They came out with too many.
Also, you haven't had a huge enough star. At least Idol was always able to hold their, you know, and be like, look who we have. Kelly Clarkson,
right.
Carrie Underwood,
right.
Jennifer Hudson. But like The Voice, they've had B list ish.
Yeah, none of their people have gone on to do huge things, which makes me think that it's probably a contract thing. Like NBC probably just buries them for a while.
Let's see, what else is on this list of TV shows that should be canceled? Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I hate Dr. Phil.
Jerry Springer was still going too, wasn't it?
Well, it was the Steve Wilkos show.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Springer's doing like a People's Court.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So You Think You Can Dance? I didn't realize that was still on.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's weird.
The View.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but where would Whoopi work?
Whoopi needs a job.
Whoopi needs a job. Don't you cancel The View? That's like the retirement home for washed up actors.
Put Whoopi there. We'll move Joy Behar over here. It's like, there you go. You just sit there for an hour every day.
Yeah. They just need a landing place. You know why? Because they worked so hard their whole life giving us great entertainment.
Moved Angela Lansbury
over
there.
And we owe them something.
You're right about that.
We owe them a little something.
Did you guys see the zoo in England that's getting in trouble for letting visitors play tug of war with lions and tigers?
What?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I knew you'd
want to go.
Yeah. It's the $20 human versus beast competition. And, is that a great name?
Okay.
It involves guests pulling a rope beneath a gate. And so the idea, you know, they have like a piece of rope on their side, you have yours, and there's a tiny little hole where the rope goes through, and you pull, and then the lion's like, and you kind of pull back and forth.
Like playing with your dog.
Like playing with your dog, yeah.
Like dragging a string. You know what? It's just like dragging a string across the floor to get your cat to get it, but way more awesome.
Animal rights groups are saying it's cruel and dangerous.
How?
I don't know. The zoo is saying like people are making a fuss about nothing. It's 100% the right thing to be doing. The lions love it. It's educational. Like, why
wouldn't
you?
I'll bet the lions love it. Like, it's not like they're tied to the rope and you're like jerking them around or anything.
No.
Like, if they don't want to play, they can just go lay down somewhere.
The only thing I can figure is, like, it makes the lions act violent, I guess.
More aggressive?
Yeah, more aggressive, but that's what they're supposed to do, right?
I want to play tug-of-war with a lion.
Me too. Let's go to England.
Feel that, like, how strong they are as they're pulling away. Like, no, lion!
No, give it to me.
No!
Though, sometimes I'll let you win. My cat lets me win all the time.
He just feels sorry for you.
He does.
Your cat.
Like, he looks at me, he's like, this loser needs a win.
The cats talk. They're like, did you hear what he does for a living? Some radio.
Yeah.
Oh, we are so close to being done, gang. How about that, huh?
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Hey, we talked a lot about Taco Bell yesterday.
Yes.
Some would say too much about Taco Bell.
No, you could never talk too much about Taco Bell.
I guess Taco Bell has added rattlesnake fries to their menu. I know that you love the French fries.
Yeah.
It's topped with steak, nacho cheese, a creamy jalapeno sauce, and jalapeno pepper slices.
What's the consistency? Oh, okay.
It's like loaded fries, isn't it? Like, that's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, but, like, is it potato-esque?
Well, you've had the fries. The French fries.
Yeah.
They're whatever.
Didn't you say they're rattlesnake?
No, it's just called rattlesnake
fries.
The
rattlesnake means it bites.
They do not contain actual rattlesnake.
Sorry.
There's no rattlesnakes. No rattlesnakes are harmed in the making of these fries.
I read this, and the last line is like, the fries do not contain actual rattlesnake. And I'm like, what a stupid line to put in here.
Of course they don't.
Of course
they
don't.
What a dumb thing. Yeah. What do you think? Your buffalo wings come from buffaloes?
Like, who would ever ask that question?
Monroe.
Oh, bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
I'm just going to say her and just pray this day away.
You guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah, man.
The original name for candy corn in the 1880s, that's right, candy corn was around in the 1880s.
Okay.
Was called chicken feed.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't actually give it to your chickens.
No.
I didn't once feel like I had to say that, but I feel like after the Taco Bell rattlesnake story.
There's no rattlesnake. You don't actually feed it. Well, I don't know. I'll bet you could. Chickens eat everything.
Dude, I guess technically,
they're terrible.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Chickens, it tastes like chicken food.
They're wax. That's all candy corn is. A podcast extra.
A podcast extra.
That's what we're doing.
What we're doing.
A few stories.
A fantastic place.
For you and me.
Come on, Monroe. We Monroe! Nailed it. We Monroe! Nailed it.
Can I come back in the room now that you two,
yeah.
Your moment's over?
You were welcome the whole time.
It's not a Jackson and I thing.
But I'd like for you to have a better attitude.
I can't support this.
Oh, all right. Jackson, you got your story?
Oh, no,
Jackson won.
I won.
I was so used to Monroe
pow,
winning.
Pow, pow, pow.
Monroe, you got your story.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I feel like you need this, John, because you're probably violating every rule.
Oh.
On this list, it's how to order from Starbucks so the barista doesn't judge you.
Okay, so as we know, I go to Starbucks each and every day.
Uh-huh.
I sit there.
Do you ever feel like this? Like when you go out in public, you want to make the as little a splash as possible. You don't want to be noticed. You don't want to be on the radar. You just want to get through the line and go home.
I do. I get very nervous when I'm ordering at In-N-Out and I try to go off menu because I want to seem cool about it.
Animal style.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, I'm tight with my Starbucks baristas. They say goodbye to me when they leave their shifts now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know.
How do you feel about it?
You're that guy that they're like, bless his heart
yeah.
when you leave.
I'm just the sad guy who sits in the same spot every day.
Poor guy.
Yeah, did you hear? I think his wife left him.
All right. How do we order and be cool about
okay,
it?
Okay. So the number one rule is say your order in the right sequence, and I violate this
Oh,
one.
What is the right sequence?
So the first thing you should tell the cashier is the drink size because they have to write it on the cup. So they don't know what cup to pick up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's the first thing. You have to also tell them whether or not you want it hot or iced.
So oh, I never do that
venti,
one.
Hot, skinny vanilla latte. Because that's the order that they write it on the cup.
So do you put the milk choice at the end? Because I would say like a grande soy
one
vanilla
too many,
latte.
One too many questions.
Okay.
Okay. We don't go into that.
I don't even see why I show interest in your guys' stories.
Well, you know they're not well researched. You know it's something that we just Googled really fast.
All right, that's fine.
All right, here's another one. Don't order from the secret menu. They're usually special orders that customers have invented. They require more work for employees.
Like the pink drink before it was an actual. Remember how that was like
yeah.
a secret menu?
Yeah.
What about the Cold Buster? Because that's a secret menu, but I order that from time to time. Have you ever had it?
No, but if it's popular enough to not be secret, right? That should be okay.
Well, I don't know. You just said don't order off the
yeah.
secret menu.
I know. Yeah, maybe don't. Maybe don't order the Cold Buster.
Oh,
I say why? I get it. It's less work for the barista, but that's what you're there for.
Have you had, you should, today, Jackson, with you should have the Cold Buster.
Is it the medicine ball?
It's the medicine ball. That's what it is. Yeah. I never say it right.
What is in it again?
There's
like
honey
tea and
tea.
Lemon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some lemons in there.
So I could have a lemon tea and it would be the same thing.
Yeah, but they cost a lot more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
But I get to pay four times as much
right.
for it.
Yeah, just make sure you say venti.
Yeah, do that first.
Hot.
Right.
Medicine
Cold
ball.
Yeah. Okay. Don't try to be funny with your name. How annoying is that? I do it all the time, but then like, because they don't want to say it, okay? They don't want to be like, the dude,
yeah.
your coffee's ready.
They love it. They love it.
Yeah, nobody wants to say that.
I
also,
like it.
Also, don't hover and ask, is this mine? Is this cup mine? They don't know. They're not the ones that make it. Just look on the cup. Does it have your name on it? Is it your order?
Man, they must hate me at the Starbucks that
right?
I go to.
They do. Yeah. I tell you, you walk out of there. And you're the guy that they say, bless your heart.
Yeah.
The final one is just use the mobile app. If you really want to do all the customizations and all that, just use the app.
If I go to the Starbucks and there's too long of a line, it's a pretty busy one, I'll actually get in line and do the app. Like
okay.
while I'm there in line.
Yeah.
And then I'll just go sit down. And it's always quicker than waiting. That app
I'll bet.
Is fantastic. And That's I get so many free drinks. And me and Howie, you know. Schultz.
You've got to stop calling him Howie. He's President Schultz now.
Right, exactly. All right, let's talk about sexy Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this.
Hello there.
Yeah, his name is Abraham Lincoln, and he was a sex icon.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Many people actually know him more as a sex icon than they do that. You know, he actually was president.
What?
Yeah, see, he also, like, I know a lot of people just think, but he actually was president of the
United
States.
Oh, I just thought he was a model.
Right, no, he did more than just model.
His handle was Sexy
Did he
Kitten.
Sing an act too?
Well, no.
He was president.
I heard he didn't like the theater.
Oh, yeah. Theater ended up really bad for him.
Okay, so there's a photo going viral right now of a statue of Abraham Lincoln. It's at the Los Angeles Federal Courthouse. And in the statue, he's shirtless. He is lean and muscular. And his thumb is tugging the waistband of his pants like a model.
He's stacked like Chris Hemsworth.
Now, I'll tell you, the statue's been around since 1939. Okay, so it's not like a new statue, but the new generation has just found out about it, and they are into it. Because
dang.
It is, are you seeing it right now?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's like a Calvin Klein ad.
It is like a he's got a book, so you know he's all kind of relatable and nerdy.
Right.
But he's got a hot bod.
I think it's Harry Potter.
What was the inspiration behind this?
Right, probably.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Mr. Lincoln.
I'll tell you the inspiration. Sexy Abe Lincoln. That is the inspiration. Yeah. Look at him over there.
Yeah.
All flexing. No carbs. Abe Lincoln didn't eat carbs.
It's true.
Dude, he's like laid back.
He's Look like pulling his pants down.
Right. He's giving you a little bit.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
I'll show you all my four scores right there. Like, that's what he's doing. All right. We'll leave our podcast on that. Have a great day.